Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. The best total engine protection you can get. Choose it today.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, your 20% host, giving 100% of the effort, and joined as always by Ian Geis and Dan Strauss. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello,
good, Paul.
Thank you.
Great. Heading into a holiday weekend.
Yeah. Well, today's just a good news day. Unemployment down to 5.1%. Lowest in 7 years. Gas prices down to an average of 218 in our area. That's lowest in 11 years.
I drove by a place last night that was $1.99.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man, I got gas today for $2.19.
You got hosed, man.
$2.14. Yeah, I paid $2.14.
Oh, I did get
hosed. You should have driven the 40 miles to get the $1.99 gas.
Have you done that? Have you gone on the Gas Buddy website or St. Louis Gas Prices website and you see it? It's like, well, let's see, it's 10 cents less in Bridgeton.
Yeah.
I don't live anywhere near Bridgeton.
I'll drive an extra 3 miles. That's about it.
Yeah. And then you do the math. Well, let's see, I probably need to put in about 10 gallons in the car, so that 10 cents is going to save me a dollar. No, I'll just go to the one over here. But low gas prices for Labor Day weekend is a good thing because a lot of people are going to be on the roads. And if this is right now the official beginning of your weekend, we're happy to have you listening to kick it off.
I also had to get gas for my lawnmower because I had to cut the grass.
You mowed the lawn?
I mowed the
You've
lawn.
You've never mowed the lawn.
No. I used to mow the lawn all the time, but then...
When you were younger?
No, just recently, not too long ago.
I have not mowed a lawn since I was a teenager living with my parents, and they had a backyard. I have a yard, but I also have incredible allergies.
Yeah.
So if I went out there, I don't have a lot of yard,
yeah,
but if I just went out there for 15 minutes and mowed it, that cut grass smell, I would die.
And oh, no, I'm already,
you're married,
I'm clogged.
So your wife can, right?
Yeah.
Is that a sore spot?
No, it's not a sore spot at all.
I'm clogged now because of that.
Yeah.
I guess.
Because of that?
I think so, yeah. I've acquired allergies now suddenly. I've never had allergies at all, and I've acquired them.
Today's a horrible one.
Yeah.
To pollen.com, it's 11.1 on a scale of 12.
Mm.
Although I'm not sure I trust anybody who does something on a scale of 12. What is that?
I don't know. That's crazy.
So, did you buy a lawnmower?
No, I got one from CW and Katie. They've gone on many trips with us. Many, many trips.
Listeners of this show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And CW let me use this lawnmower indefinitely. He said, just take it and use it as long as you need it. When you're finished, bring it back.
Did you use up the full tank of gas?
I don't think so.
No, probably not.
I did have to buy a gas can. So I bought this gas can, and it's just a regular, you know, one of those plastic red gas cans. This thing is a pain in the butt to get the gas out of it. I put gas in it, and then I go and I put the spout on, and I go to turn it over and put it in the lawnmower, and nothing. I'm like, what is going on? Well, then there's directions on how to turn something on the spout, and then you release the gas and
you don't
open
need directions
up.
On a gas can. You put gas in the top.
I never
you put the top on. You pour it out the spout.
This thing was so stupid. So I ended up breaking the whole thing. I take the whole spout apart. It's got all this crap on it. And spring comes flying out. I'm like, what? This is a gas can.
I'm like, what is going on? Did you have to download an app to use it?
No, so I finally took a bunch of crap off, and it works fine.
You need to get one of those $5 plastic.
Yes,
that's what this was.
That's what we have. I have one proudly displayed on the shelf in my garage.
That's basically what this was. It's a Walmart, like, $7 or $8 gas can. And it's like all this.
Yeah, I've never seen a spring in.
No, I've never had.
Oh, wait, this thing's convoluted.
Of all the things in the world that should not be complicated, that's one of them.
I'm thinking, I'm never going to cut the grass because I can't get the gas in the lawnmower.
I can't remember the last time I had to use a gas can. I just mentioned that it's on the shelf in my garage, which would do me no good if I were in my car somewhere and ran out of gas, would it?
No.
No.
First, I have to walk home and get the gas can, and then wherever I am, I got it. So, but I don't think I've run out of gas since I was like 17 years old. In the days when I had no money, maybe I was 18 or 19, but I had no money at all, and I did that squeeze every ounce out of that tank that I possibly could, and couldn't afford to fill it up. You'd go in and you'd say, well, can I? I'd like this by 5 gallons, please, whatever that costs. Yeah, $5 or whatever it was.
That's the worst feeling. You're sitting there and you're driving down the road and all of a sudden it starts going.
Yeah, and you actually, I don't care how old you are, you start petting the dashboard. Come on, baby.
Come on.
Come on. Get daddy home today. Come on.
And you push on the gas pedal differently, too. You're like pumping the gas pedal a little.
I had a friend when I was 17 or 18 years old who he would shift the car into neutral.
And let it just glide?
Yeah. Which I told him with an automatic transmission is ridiculous. You're actually using more gas in neutral than you are in drive. But those were the days when you had to put some gas in the carburetor first. When there were carburetors.
Oh my goodness!
In cars. Remember that? You had to prime the car, the engine, putting a little gas in the carburetor to get it going.
I had a friend of mine that did that, and he says, "Go ahead and start the car."
Oh,
we're starting it, and it went this flame, shooting out of the carburetor.
Yeah. I think we all have a friend who didn't know about the stand back from the car thing.
Yes. Get back.
Yeah.
Oh.
Remember Jenkins used to have eyebrows? What happened? Well.
Hey, Frank said Jenkins the other day.
Did he really?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
I said, wait, that's Paul.
Wait a second. Is that guy freelancing on me?
I don't know.
He's mine.
I don't know.
Tell him to knock that off. I'm going to have a talk with Jenkins. He's screwing up somebody else's show.
Yeah.
Welcome to Labor Day weekend. I got a call yesterday from a hotel company. I have a little bit of backstory I guess I should tell you first. My mom moved out of the house that she had lived in for decades last year, and she moved into an apartment building, and it's not an old folks home, although it's predominantly senior citizens who live there.
Is it an assisted living?
No. She lives on her own. It's not assisted living at all. She's 91 years old and still does that, and she's doing fine. But because she moved out of the house, she lives 1,000 miles away from me. So when I used to go to visit her, I would sleep in the house that I lived in for a few years as a teenager.
Oh, yeah.
But she lived in all those years with my dad. And so I had a place to stay. And even after I got married and had a kid, we all would stay there. It was nice and convenient. Okay, we're going to grandma's house. Fantastic. We'll stay there. Well, now I can't stay at her one-bedroom apartment. I'm not going to sleep on her little thin couch. So I...
Take a blow-up mattress.
I'm way too old. I'm way too old for an air mattress.
Have you ever seen the new ones now? They got them where they're really tall.
Man, my daughter just bought one, and it self-inflates.
Oh, those are awesome.
Yeah. I'm not lying down on one of those. I'm just too
But they are. They got old. They got the ones that are taller.
I know.
It's almost like they have a...
I know. The point of the story is that I would stay in a motel a few miles away from her. And I've done that. I stayed in that motel, I think, twice in the last 14 months. yesterday I got a call out of the blue from the company, the parent hotel company of that little chain. And the woman starts, first of all, I did something I almost never do. I answered my cell phone with a call from a number I didn't recognize.
Oh, yes.
Never.
I know.
Never do that.
I know.
I've done that, too.
It's rule number one in these
times. Done that. I've done that, too. And it's like, is this Daniel Strauss? I'm like, oh, man, what
well,
do
may
I do?
May I speak to Mr. Harris? Yeah. If they start with that already, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
No, I'm not buying whatever you're selling.
I see an 844 number.
Yeah.
The other one was my ex-wife.
Oh, you
and
why,
her,
why don't you have that number blocked?
She usually has the phone turned off, and then all of a sudden I saw 666 come up, and I'm like, I don't recognize this number, but
by
I
the
answered
way,
it.
That's not the area code. That's your actual number.
Yes.
I don't even know the woman. Why would I say that?
Yeah.
I know her from the stories.
Yes.
I think I know her well enough.
Yeah.
So I was in the car when the call came in. And so I didn't look at the phone to see who it was. I just pushed the answer button. And, hello, may I speak to Mr. Harris? Already I'm regretting it. Well, it turns out that she's from this parent company, this hotel company. And she has a marvelous offer for me.
Oh.
Anytime somebody uses the word marvelous, I'm in. Oh, baby. Marvelous is a great word. I have a marvelous offer for you because we value you as a customer. Now, I've stayed in their hotels twice. Twice. Because we value you as a customer. It's like I'm a regular there.
Yeah. Well, you've been there twice.
Yes, I have. So because we value you as a customer, we'd like to offer you a deal where you can get 90% off hotel rooms in all of our hotels nationwide. And I said, what's the catch? Because I'm not an idiot. Because I know this sort of stuff. Nobody calls you up and offers you something without a catch. So she says, well, there's no catch. And then she goes on to describe where they have hotels. Which of these destinations are you planning on visiting soon? I said, I'm not planning on visiting any of those destinations soon. Well, where do you like to travel? And I said, okay, this is a waste of time, but I'm going to humor you. I'm in the car. What the heck? I just paid $2.13 a gallon for gas. I can spare a few minutes. I'm in a good mood. So I said, all right, Las Vegas. Oh, let me see here. Well, we happen to have four properties on the Strip in Las Vegas, and she mentions a few of them that I would never stay at ever, ever, ever. And she says, so we have a deal at one of them, and she goes on to mention it, and I'm not even interrupting her. I've wound up the doll, and it's now going. And she tells me, if you stay at this one, instead you could do 3 nights, 4 days, 3 nights, and normally that would cost something like $700, but with this deal, you'd get it at $299. And, oh. I said, that's not 90% off.
Yeah, wait.
Yeah, it's not.
90% off would be you can get this deal at $70, you see, because 10% is what I would pay of $700. That would be $70. She said, well, that's not what we're offering. I said, I knew that there was some sort of catch here, that when you said you can get it at 90% off, you didn't mean at any of our places. You meant, though, you know, like I can go to Dubuque. There's a place you have there, mm-hmm. a motel. I can get 90% off there if I don't stay at night.
Right.
You can have 4 days, but no nights.
Yeah.
Stay somewhere else. We only charge you 10%, and you don't get the breakfast buffet and eat the lobby waffles. But I digress. So I say, okay, here's the problem. When I go to Las Vegas, I have places where I stay, and I'm comfortable in those places. And frankly, you know, I'm not really interested. She said, well, I haven't told you the best part. I said, yes, you did. You told me the best part, that 90% off thing, and that turned out not to be true. What do you have to offer me that's better than that, that's also not true? And here is where she tells me about, well, while you're there, all we would ask is that you take a two-hour tour. Oh, no!
Oh,
it's the timeshare thing!
Here we go.
She wants to have me go on the timeshare tour.
The timeshare is the best part?
Yes, that's the best part of this marvelous deal.
So you're paying, not 90% off, but you're paying and you get to go on a timeshare.
It's a two-hour tour. Oh. And I said, 2 hours. I'm not going to spend 2 hours touring anything. My time is valuable. Oh, well, we would pay you for your time. I said, oh, you would you? And she said, yes, we would probably give you $50 off of your stay. And I said, so now, instead of $700, your 90% off math makes me pay $249. Mm-hmm. Also still not 90% off. And I'm not going on a condo timeshare tour and have a nice, I'm pulling into my garage at this moment. So this transaction is over whether she knows it or not. And I said, so thank you. Have a nice day. Well, I'd like to click. That was it. I pulled into the garage. And then I told my wife about this when she came home from work yesterday. And she looked at me with this guilty look on her face because she knows that several years ago we went on vacation to Grand Cayman and Cayman Islands. And while we were there, the three of us, my wife and my daughter and I, are walking down the street to this kind of entertainment and restaurant district. And there are guys on the street holding, not holding, but standing under kind of an awning, and they're handing stuff out and offering $50 off a coupon for dinner at one of these restaurants that we know we want to go to.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, don't stop. Don't take it. Don't take it. Don't take it. We stop. We take it. And before I know it, she is signing up for us to go the next morning on a tour of a vacation timeshare condo.
Oh. What happens if you don't show up? If you sign up for that stuff, what happens if you don't show up?
Well, then my wife is mad at you. So I showed up.
Well, no, I mean, what if you go? And...
Oh, you don't get the coupon until it's over. They don't hand you the coupon there on the street.
Oh,
they're not idiots. They know they'd be giving out coupons all day long, and no one would show up. The only way they can get you to come in and go on the timeshare vacation condo tour is at the end. They know you sat through this. Here's your coupon, and you go and use it. We didn't get $50 off dinner that night.
Get there, get your coupon, and go, oh, my, I feel sick. Oh.
No, they don't give it to you till the end.
Oh, crap. Okay.
I know because I asked.
Oh, okay.
We walked into the office, and I said, look, we're not going to buy a condo. Can we have our coupon? Well, sir, if you'll go in here, we have our introductory spiel, and then they have a guy who walks you around. And we said repeatedly, we're not buying the condo. Can we have the coupon? No. You essentially are locked in. You are a prisoner of timeshare land. And so I hadn't thought about that. That was maybe 8 or 9 years ago that we did that. And I hadn't thought about that until I got this call yesterday. And then I started thinking, do I know anybody who's actually done a vacation timeshare? Do you know anybody who's done that and been happy about it?
No. No. I'm trying to think.
I will say, by the way, when we went on the tour of the place, it was in a resort that I would not have bought. Even if I had the intention of buying a vacation timeshare condo, we would not have bought it there. The place was only half built, and it wasn't that nice. And forget about the fact that it was out of our price range because it would have cost money, which we weren't going to. We don't have that kind of money. But it wasn't nice enough for us to do that. So I thought we got to take a break here. But then I'm going to open up the phone lines here because I'm sure many of our listeners have had experience with this, either going on the timeshare condo tour or perhaps even falling for it and buying it, because I've heard horror stories from a couple of people. After we went on the Grand Cayman 1 year ago, we told some friends of ours, and they, oh, yes, we actually had a timeshare condo, and in the long run, it didn't work out for them all that well.
There were some people on our trips, this is several years ago, that went on a timeshare tour.
Yes.
And a few of them liked it. And
they liked the tour?
They liked the tour and enjoyed it, and they got presents. That's why they liked it.
Right,
they got some presents.
Right, but did they buy
They didn't buy a timeshare. But I think a guy that went on a cruise, it's the only time we went on a cruise. Remember that guy, Peon?
Yes.
His name, I can't remember his name. But he was like, it was like Weekend at Bernie's with this guy. He was constantly drunk and passed out almost every time. He never slept in his cabin. He always passed out.
Fell asleep on a chaise lounge or something?
Yes, yeah. And then he got off the ship at one of the ports, and we had heard that he went in and bought a timeshare.
Wow.
So, and we don't know anything else from that.
I would love to hear the stories. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Meet me.
And we're going to get a check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
I've got a question to ask you.
Yes.
You have the TV on in the studio there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you watching SpongeBob SquarePants?
No.
No.
As my witness, God is here. You're talking about timeshare and the episode of SpongeBob SquarePants. They were offering him a timeshare.
Really?
The whole time you guys were talking about it at Karate Island.
I cannot believe that show ripped me off.
Karate Island.
Yeah, I thought you were ripping them off because all of a sudden it comes on and all of a sudden you start talking timeshare. And it's like, wait, this is kind of weird.
I love SpongeBob.
I know. It's, you know
who I blame for this? Jenkins.
What? Yeah, yeah.
Do what?
I think Jenkins knew I was going to talk about this today and called up the SpongeBob people.
Yep.
Well, there you go.
Quickly, animate a show. Wait a second. That's going to take us 6 months. I have to have it on the air now.
That was just quite interesting, I thought. All right, if you get back to traffic here, we've got Kings Highway through McCausland on westbound 40. Then you're heavy from 141 out through Timberlake Manor. They're working with a crash at Prospect, and that has just the right lane barely squeezing by right now, and traffic is backed up approaching Winghaven all the way out through Prospect. We've got westbound 70 drivers slowing around Jennings Station Road, also from the Blanchette Bridge out to about 94, another pocket between 370 and Highway K. Southbound 270, they've just cleared an accident south of Dorset. Now, you're running slow from that point all the way down through Ladue, and then everything looks pretty wide open after that through Highway 55 and southbound 170, stop and go from Del Mar down through Highway 40. And this traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's. This Thursday, or now through Monday at Kohl's, take $10 off your purchase of $30 or more. Go to Kohl's.com and download your savings pass. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details. From the KTRS Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
You're listening to the Big 550, the home of the Missouri Tigers. Catch all the Tigers' 2015 football action on KTRS.
We are our Mizzou.
You know, until recently, I had no idea of the difference it makes when you deal directly with the lending institution owner, as opposed to various different employees in a large lending conglomerate. Of course, I'm talking about Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. In addition to being the proud owner, Stewart prides himself on taking care of each loan from start to finish. He's been in the mortgage business for over 25 years and knows how to keep that constant recalling and rehashing at a very minimum. He knows your specific information, and when it comes time to get finalization, Stewart is there to explain your specific circumstances, getting you the lowest possible interest rate. But you must act now, as interest rates are at historic lows. Yes, the best possible rates in the shortest possible time at the lowest possible cost. Don't be confused. There's only one, Stewart's American Mortgage. On the internet, it's stewartsamc.com or call 314-324-4440. That's 324-4440.
I've got bad news for those saving for retirement. If you're only getting a 10% return on your money, you're missing out on piles of money that you should be making. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, President and CEO of PowerTrader, and I'm here to prove that you can do better, much better. To prove it, I'm giving everyone who calls in the next 10 minutes an absolutely free trial of our proven online trading program, the PowerTrader Edge. Call 1-800-400-5401. Can you imagine doubling or even tripling what you're making in the market? The PowerTrader Edge gives you an almost unfair advantage. It's made over 10,000 investors millions of dollars, and it's so simple, anyone can use it.
I've used PowerTrader Edge for 4 months, and in that 4 months, I made $19,738.
Stop missing out on all that extra money you should be making. Call now for your free trial of PowerTrader Edge. But hurry, call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-400-5401. That's 1-800-400-5401. 1-800-400-5401.
Would you like an extended warranty with your new refrigerator, sir?
An extended warranty for your washer provides extra protection.
Well...
And what about an extended warranty?
An extended warranty?
No thanks. I have complete coverage with Total Protect.
An extended warranty is definitely something you should have, but a separate warranty for every appliance would cost a fortune. With a Total Protect Home Warranty, one plan can help cover the repair and replacement costs of up to 20 vital home appliances, from your air conditioner, refrigerator, washer, or plumbing system. You can even choose to cover your pool or spa. You'll have total control to personalize a plan to fit your needs. And when a breakdown does occur, our 180-day workmanship guarantee provides total peace of mind. You can even protect your family, because for a limited time, a Total Protect combo plan comes with a Nest Protect smoke and carbon monoxide alarm, a $99 value at no additional charge. For free information and a no obligation free quote, call 1-800-444-2616, 1-800-444-2616, 1-800-444-2616.
Hi, I'm Terry Witowicz, sales manager at Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your full-line truck and SUV headquarters, for over 50 years at the same location. You know that selecting the ideal commercial vehicle can be complex and your needs are unique. You've come to the right place to get the right vehicle. Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your Ford business preferred network. Working with Broadway Ford Truck Sales means you are getting the most dedicated vehicle expertise available. We help you select the best vehicle for your particular application, plus we provide custom financing and leasing options.
Broadway Ford Truck Sales has been earning your business for over 50 years at the same location. If you've never used Broadway Ford, give them a try. They have a state-of-the-art service and parts department. And if you need to lease or rent a vehicle or truck, call Jim Cavanaugh. Broadway Ford Truck Sales is located downtown at 1506 South 7th Street in the Soulard Market area. You can reach them at 314-241-9140 or at BroadwayTruck.com.
Come join us this weekend at the St. Nicholas Greek Festival at Forest Park and Kings Highway. Now St. Louis's largest ethnic festival begins Friday night with select food items and live music. Come join us for authentic Greek food, music, and dancing. And be sure to tour the beautiful historic church. Buy a raffle ticket and win $10,000 cash. Free admission and free parking at the BJC Garage just east of the church. Kickoff is Friday evening starting at 5 and continues through the weekend and Labor Day 11 and 9. Opa!
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris, Ian Geis, Dan Strauss, in about a half hour, Colin Jeffrey will join us for our Showbiz Boy Hour. We're going to review the new Robert Redford, Nick Nolte movie, A Walk in the Woods, and the new Patricia Clarkson, Ben Kingsley movie, Learning to Drive. And there's a whole bunch of other showbiz stuff we will get to in the 4 o'clock hour. And then, of course, in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll have the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on, 5:15 every Friday afternoon, where you prove that you've been paying attention during the week. And Mike Evans and Knuckleheads in the News will follow that. So that's all coming up in the next couple of hours here on the Big 550. Glad to have you here. Before the break, I was talking about this call I got yesterday from a hotel company that wants me to go someplace and go essentially on a tour of one of their vacation timeshare condos. And I strung the woman along basically because I was in the car with nothing better to do. And as soon as I pulled into my driveway, the conversation was over and I wasn't interested in buying it. But I'm sure that we have listeners who have actually bought timeshares or gotten these kind of phone calls and maybe even agreed to go and take those tours. Let's take one of them now. Rob, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. This is the part where you talk, Rob.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to ask me questions. No, I've been on many timeshare vacations. I know at least 10, and most of our vacations have been timeshares, and we've never bought one.
So essentially, you've agreed to go on these vacations, the 4-day, 3-night special marvelous deal, and you did it only because you were willing to take the 2-hour tour.
Right. We've done it so many times. We just figure, okay, well, one day is, you know, half the afternoon, morning and afternoon is going to be wrapped up doing the timeshare. But what they give you, you know, we've had cruises. We've taken cruises. Plus, they also give you 2 days and 3 nights, like in Orlando or Daytona. We've been to Orlando, Daytona, New Smyrna, Key West.
Now, when you say they give
Branson,
you, when you say they give you, they're giving you the airfare and the hotel room for that time?
No, no, you got to get there.
Right.
And it's a discounted rate for your condo or whatever. And then we stayed in condos in Florida a few times. Sometimes it's been hotel rooms like Days Inn or something. But there's been other ones that's been condos. And then we've upgraded for a minimal cost, upgraded our stay to, instead of like a three-night cruise, a four-night cruise. Our, say it was a two-night, 3 days in Orlando at this place.
Well,
we increased it to three nights or four nights.
I got it.
And
Rob,
it's a minimal cost.
I was going to ask you if you think this is worth it, but apparently you do. You've done it 10 times.
Yes, it's worth it. It's high pressure. I mean, it is a high pressure sales.
I bet it is.
Never went on one.
I actually started feeling sorry for the guy who was taking us on the tour of Grand Cayman because we walked in and we said, we're not buying a condo. That's where he starts from, and he must know that with 99.9% of the people who come in there, we're just here for the free stuff.
We've told them that. We tell every time that after a first couple times, that's the first thing we tell them. So it's like, look, man. Why don't you just cut this short? We're not going to buy it, and so why don't you move on to somebody else you might have a chance with? And we've told them we've done this, and I've even said to them, I don't know why they keep calling me because I've never bought one, and they still keep calling and offering. But it's a cheap way to get a vacation, but you got to give up most of one day.
Yeah,
we've actually gotten kicked out of one, but we still got. We didn't have to do the whole tour, and we kind of wanted to do the tour because it was in Branson of that, Big Cedar Lodge.
Yeah.
And I've never been through there, and I was like, well, we'll go through and look at these cabins and that. And the guy, I guess I insulted the guy, and then he insulted me, and then that aggravated my wife. And then he's like, you know what, let me just get you your card and your money, and you guys can get out.
Well, wait a second. Now, hold on a second, Rob. Now we got something.
We're not going to buy it, but.
Yeah, now we got something.
They don't care.
Here.
And then they'll also say, we know the routine, because once you tell them no and convince them, then they're like, well, wait a minute. Let me get my manager over there.
Oh.
And then he or she comes and tries to sell it to you.
Yeah.
One of the first ones we went to, my wife actually told them, we're not buying it. And it is affordable. It is. They break it down to where it is affordable, and it makes it look like you're stupid for not buying it.
Of course they do.
Said,
that's what high-pressure sales is all about.
I have to decide whether I'm going to buy toilet paper or if I'm going to buy lunch meat, whatever it was.
And these places must make their money back. I mean, I can't imagine more than 5% of the people sign up for... Wouldn't you say that's probably a realistic number?
I don't know, but that could possibly be but the point here is...
They make enough money on those 5%
yes.
that it's worth giving free trips to all these people.
Yes, but I think it's the company that ends up making the money compared to the $50 dinner certificate or the discounted room at the Days Inn that they're paying for you. But the people who work there, who actually have to go through this... all day, every day. Can you imagine going to work and every day you had people coming in who are not buying what you sell? People say that from the beginning, and they tell you for 2 hours. And
you still have to go through with it.
Do you think you'd get a commission?
Oh, sure.
But,
oh,
yeah. Okay, so do you not get paid if nobody is going to buy it?
I would guess no.
Oh!
And they tell you 2 hours, but except for the one that they threw us out. Well, not throw us out, but they just said, okay, you can go.
Yeah.
It's always, always been more than 2 hours.
I think ours probably was, too. I think I blacked out at one point. Rob, I'm glad you called. I want to get to some other people, but thank you very much for the stories. Chris, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, we had similar situation. We've been on a couple of them down in Branson. Actually, it was the same one twice. And... you know, you go down there for the 2 days and two nights or whatever. And you got dinner tickets and show tickets. You know, it was actually a pretty good deal for a little quick vacation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, we sat there and listened to the whole spiel the first time. It was supposed to be like 90 minutes, but it ended up being 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the place they took, they take you out there and they show you all of it. You know, they're nice places and everything, but we knew we weren't going to buy it. And, you know, these guys are more high pressure than the used car salesman. trying to get you to buy it, you know. And like I said, the other guy said, you know, let me get my manager to come in here and, you know, and break it down. I said, well, now, okay, they want you to finance it.
Right.
I said, well, how much if I pay cash for it? Oh, well, we don't discount it. I said, then I don't want it. I'm not going to finance it.
Yeah.
And everything. And then we went back here just, I guess it was in May, we went back to the same place. But they put us in this other group, and we were only in there for like an hour.
Oh.
You know? And the guy said, you know, I'm going to make it short and sweet, and boom, boom, boom. And, you know, the salesman, he comes up to give us the special deal and all of that. And we said, we don't want it.
Yeah.
Okay. They said, well, you can't come back here no more. It's the second time. So, okay, well, we'll go find somebody else next time.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, how many people were in your group, in the group there?
In that group, we were, let's see, there was probably 10 or 12 of us.
When we went, it was just me, my daughter, and my wife.
And that was it?
And that was it. It was one guy taking us around to all these places.
Yeah. The first time we went, we were one-on-one with one of the salesmen.
Yeah.
And then, you know, after he did all his deals, you know, and then he brings in his manager to close the deal. Well, he didn't close it. So.
Yeah. All right, Chris, I'm glad you called. Thanks. I would hate to be in a group of other people because I know there'd be one person. Does anybody have any questions? The only question all of us would have, except for this one person, would be, when do we get our free stuff?
Yeah.
But he's like, do these blinds, do they convey? Would we have what about this carpet? What if we wanted to paint? What if we wanted shut up! We just want the free stuff!
Yeah. And the problem now is they have such a bad reputation. Even if it is a really good deal for somewhere that you want to go four times a year, yeah. It would make sense. It just has this sleazy
bet
where you would go, well, something's not right here. This can't.
That's exactly how I would feel every second if I were to ever fall for that scam. Tim, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hello. Back in the 80s, when they first hit here in Missouri with some of the stuff, they had rented a farm out in Buck Tussle someplace, and they sent us all this information through the mail to come out and visit this new resort community, and it was a timeshare stuff so that you could go from one resort to the next.
Yeah.
And when we got there, there's this big red caboose sitting on the property. We're wondering, okay, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
And we go up the little hill where the main building is, the model building, is, and that's where all the meetings are supposed to be. And then we look off to the side, and there's this big hole in the ground. And the guy starts talking to us. There's going to be a lake here, you know, that's almost as big as the Lake of the Ozarks. And I said, really?
Yeah, right.
And then I'm looking at the building. Now, I'm an architectural engineer.
Oh.
So I'm looking at the building, and when we get inside, there are seams in the corner. And I'm going, what the hell? So we go ahead and listen to the spiel and everything like this, and we put $500 down on our credit card to just to see what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could afford it, and it was no big deal. We were going to get it back anyway. So the first thing they do is they send us through this little room to get our prizes, and then it says, oh, your prize is this, and this is, and we wound up walking out with two bug zappers.
Wow, how lucky are you?
So the first thing I did when we left the place is we tried to find a local constable or police officer out there.
Yeah.
And we wound up finding a state trooper. And I pull over and I start talking to the guy, and he goes, you know, you're not the only one that's complained about this place. You know where it's at? And I said, yeah, I can take you to it right now. And it was about maybe 4 or 5 hours later. So we get back to the place, and half the building is missing now.
What?
Because they were going to tear that thing. They were going to take it and move out before anybody knew what it was.
Oh.
They had just rented the farm. They weren't going to build anything there.
Wow.
So I hope you called your credit card company and canceled the $500 bucks.
Yeah, and the best part was is these same idiots tried it the following year, and when we got up to the place, you know, just to find out if it was the same guys, we went out there and they had the caboose hidden back in the woods on another piece of property. And the first thing I did, and I took a look at my wife, I says, "You go find the phone. Go ahead and call the police, and we'll get them out here as soon as possible."
Wow. Do you know if the police took action against either of those?
Not only the police, but the FBI.
Oh, good.
Because it was they were doing this stuff across state lines.
I got to tell you, you know, Ian thinks it might be like a 5% purchase rate. Imagine if you can get 5 or 4 or 3% of the people to buy nothing. I mean, on those deals that you were talking about, Ian, you actually have to have a condo built and have everything ready and all that sort of stuff. These people were selling you land they didn't own.
Well, the funny part was is they had people in the crowd that you thought were also visitors that were actually working for them.
Oh, they were plants.
And they would speak loud enough to where, you know, they'd get you all excited, you know, that just sounds great. And yeah, we can afford that and all that kind of nonsense.
Wow.
So they sucked you in from both sides.
That is a great story, Tim. Thank you very much for sharing it.
Sure.
Here's Jim on the Big 550. Hello. Jim, are you there?
Oh. Yes,
Hi.
I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Hey, I've been listening. I actually bought a timeshare 27 years ago, and it's been really pretty good. We bought a timeshare in Florida. Our kids were in grade school, and we were shopping, and they were giving away free Disney tickets, and we didn't have a lot of money. We're like, sure, we'll go through this thing. And it's called Orange Lake Country Club, and it's been very positive. Our kids loved it. We've gone probably 22 years out of 27 years that we've owned it.
Okay, so now what's the deal on this? I only have a couple of minutes here, but I'm curious about if you can explain to us how the deal works. It's called a timeshare because you don't own it all year long. You get it for what?
Right. You have a deed. I have a deed to 1 week at this resort, and they have since probably tripled in size. Kenneth Wilson, the guy that founded Holiday Inn, he was the founder of this.
Okay.
And when we bought it, they were two-bedroom villas, fully furnished. Everything, every villa was on a golf course, on the golf course, and I think it was like $7,000 was the total price. And that's for 1 week a year for your life. Again, you deeded it. You could turn it over to your kids. I'm telling you, every year, we go, our kids look forward to it. A lot of times we went the same week, saw the same kids. I'm not saying that timeshares are a great deal, but for us, it forced us to go on vacation.
And do you get to choose when you go, or do you get the same week every year? How does that work?
Well, what they did, you have a home-based week. Like ours was the second week of June, but you can trade it. Now, where they get you, they will charge you like 30 or 40 bucks if you want to trade your week. Which isn't terrible.
So you said you've been there 22 of the 27 years. Why didn't you go the other 5 years?
Well, we just had, you know, maybe just couldn't make it work. So you can bank your weeks and go 2 weeks the following year.
Huh.
But it costs you $100 to do that, but it's still worth it. I mean, if you would go online and see that place, it's fabulous. It's a great family place. It's about 15 minutes from Disney. It's one of the highest rated places. And I've heard nightmares about other places.
Sure.
And every year when we go there, they call you and they try to see if you want to come to an owner's meeting, and they try to sell you another week.
Oh, boy.
Of course. Yeah, they're always in the upsell business, absolutely. So
they have 2,600 condos there. 2,600, I think, or 2,000 condos there. So, you know, that's...
So does that mean your condo has 51 other families?
No, I mean, this is a huge resort.
He means the actual condo that you own for 1 week of the year. Are there 51 other families that own the other weeks of the year?
I'm sure. I think 2 weeks a year that they kind of tear it down and redo it. But, yeah, it's basically 50 weeks a year that, you know, And I tell you what, we've never been dissatisfied.
Well, Jim, I got to tell you, I've talked to a lot of people about timeshares. You're the only person I've ever talked to who was excited about it and liked it and seemed satisfied with it, which leads me to this final question for you. Do you think you got lucky?
I don't know. I think this is a great place, and probably, Dale, I was young, and it just worked out. I'm telling you, we haven't had an issue with it.
Yeah, I got to tell you, the way you were talking, if you would use the word marvelous, I would have thought you had worked for the place.
I don't. I'm not pushing them, but I heard nightmares too. So
yeah, well, I'm glad you called, Jim. Thanks.
All right, take care.
I got to take a break here. Colin's got the news here at the top of the hour, and then he'll join me as Showbiz Boy in the next hour, the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
And we'll get a quick check on traffic now with Tim Weiland.
They have cleared the accident on westbound 40 at Prospect. All lanes are now open. Traffic is still jammed up from a little bit west of Highway K all the way out through Highway 70. 70 is running slow pockets. Union through Jennings Station Road, Lucas and Hunt. We're running a few of them from Highway 270 out through 94, but the heaviest right now is from Highway 79 through Bryan Road. Then on eastbound 270, you're stacking up from east of or west of McDonald through New Florissant, and southbound 270, pretty solid now from McKelvey down through Olive. And this traffic report brought to you by Kohl's. Now through Monday at Kohl's, take $10 off your purchase of $30 or more. Go to Kohl's.com and download your savings pass. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
St. Louis born, Missouri raised, with a little Illinois on our mother's side. And darn well proud of it. The Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your...
Wait, what? 50% off your fifth session. Mm-hmm. Focus on the value.
Value. How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at plenty.com or on the Plenty app. There's plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee can, and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
B-Dubs has done it again with their new Angry Orchard Fiery Applesauce, part of their limited-time menu. It's got heat that builds with kicks of apple and cinnamon, Buffalo Wild Wings,